Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 15, just starting with number 7, letter B. Let's continue there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Then there is the crown incorruptible. In 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27, it says this, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." He has control, self-control in all things. "Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore shall run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So what he's saying here is that, you know, you can look at somebody that beats the air, fights, you know, shadow boxes. Well, he's not a shadow boxing. He's in the battle. He's in it. Okay. But it's an incorruptible crown. What is an incorruptible crown? This is one who lives the Christian life according to the Word of God. He does not compromise his personal standards from the Bible. He does not try to corrupt the work. That is, he doesn't try to make it look, sound, walk, or talk like the world. He doesn't try to religiousize a worldly life. This includes his worship, his daily testimony. He has accepted 2 Timothy 3:12, that yea, that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, knowing that evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He knows that. And while having a heart on things above, as we read earlier in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, he just stays with that holy separation from the world, walking for the Lord. And so he obtains the incorruptible crown because he would not turn to the world. And I like the idea of using an athlete because they train. They abstain from certain foods. They abstain from many things they abstain from, as well as the things they do to stay in shape and to prepare for their race. Well, on a championship level, that's really hard. Well, they're doing this. He's doing this for the Lord. He doesn't want people who would train for an Olympics to have a greater commitment to that than he does to the Lord. That's something to think about, is it not? So there's an incorruptible crown for separation from the world and being separated unto God. Then there is the crown of rejoicing, as seen in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Because there, when you read about it, he says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Do you remember? By the way, just going back just one moment here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 through 27, we saw the incorruptible crown. And that pictured the guy running a race, getting ready for it. He strived to win. And so now when we look at the crown of rejoicing, we're seeing a guy out to win lost souls to Christ. Okay, again, that just comes back. That comes back and tells us that rejoicing is you may go through these sufferings of the crown of life, the crown incorruptible, the battle, the fight, but the crown of rejoicing is in eternity. This is for bringing other souls to a saving knowledge of the gospel. So you do that. And some of those that receive Christ, you see them again. You give the missionaries, that'll be fruit that abounds to your account. And there's a crown of rejoicing. There's actually a crown in heaven. Now, crown's for ruling and reigning. So just think, there's a crown for bringing souls to the Savior. There's a crown for being separated from the world. There's a crown for enduring the trials and troubles. There's a crown for these things. And that takes on the next one, the crown of righteousness. This is referred to in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. There we read, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions." You got a headache? Don't let it keep you at home. All your foot hurts? Don't let it keep you at home. Do the work of an evangelist. That is, be a soul winner. Make full proof of thy ministry. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, not to me only, but also to all them that love his appearing." Now, righteousness, what is righteousness? "It shall be our righteousness," Deuteronomy 6:25 says, "if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us." Now, we see that we are commanded to be faithful to God's house, to be separate from the world, to endure afflictions, to do all these things and not quit. You don't quit. And you keep with it until the job is finished. You give it your best. He said, "I fought a good fight. I stayed with it. I finished the course. I did it all that God had me do, and I kept the faith. I didn't one time compromise the doctrine of God's word." And so it is for those who love his appearing, just like the crown of life. This is for the person who knows the will of the God, and he does it. As we said, righteousness there, according to Deuteronomy 6:25, was referring to the to do of his commands in the word of God. Jesus implored us in Matthew 6:33 to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is what the Lord commanded. Why? He knew it would be best for you throughout all eternity. You see, the rewards in heaven last forever, and they are just as precious 1 billion years into eternity as they are that first day. Now, you've heard me say on this particular broadcast sometime or another, the example of a trophy I won as a young 21, 22-year-old young man. I played on a church softball team. In the year, we had a little banquet for our team, and I won the RBI trophy, runs batted in. Now, as I said, sometimes we like to think the big home run hitter, the power hitter, and boy, I knocked it out of the park, and boy, I did this and did that, and we like to think of being the big home run hitter. And I tell you what, I would like to have been that, but an RBI guy has got knocks in the runs, and a home run hitter may just get one run him, whereas the RBI hitter comes through and gets a couple guys in. He's, when guys are on base, he gets them around. Well, I got that trophy for RBI. Boy, at first, that thing was sitting on top of the television, because I knew if anybody's sitting in that room, they're going to be looking at the television. Then it was in my bedroom on the dresser. Then it was in a drawer. Then it was in the attic. I believe today is probably in a landfill. Well, I'd watch it over the years with rust, and it was a cheap thing anyway, but rust, the peeling of the artificial wood and all this other stuff that was on it. You couldn't even see RBI champ or anything on it. You couldn't see any of that on it anymore. And it wasn't anything that you displayed to look at for sure. It didn't decorate at all. It's passed away. But you know what? That night I got the award. Oh, everybody in that room knew I got the award because it was announced in front of everybody. I was so proud. I was so happy. But here it is, probably close to 50 years later now. And 50 years later, A lot of the people were dead that were on my team. And others were there, wouldn't remember it unless I just told them about it. They wouldn't remember it. They just, oh yeah. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody for me to say it now. Boy, it meant everything to me back then. But you know what? The reward in heaven is just as glorious in day 1 billion as it was day one when you received it. It'll be as glorious. It'll be as bright. It'll be as shining. It'll be as wonderful. And it'll say, I loved God. Whoa, for the crown of righteousness. Praise God for it. And then let's look at one more crown, and that is the crown of glory. This is referred to in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. This is for the person who edifies the fellow believers. Now, some have called it the pastor's crown, but I believe it's for all who encourage fellow believers by sharing with them things they learn from God's holy word. It's also being the person who exhorts them to work and rebukes them in love concerning sin. I believe it's also the person who will take a booklet like Building Blocks and try to help a new believer grow in Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 through 4, matter of fact, I'll start with verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder. Now understand, the Apostle Peter was an elder, that is, he was a pastor. And he says, the pastors among you I exhort. So primarily it's to them, but secondarily it's to all who are saved. So I am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. He saw it firsthand and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. He was at the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So he says, okay, the flock of God, you feed them the word of God. As a pastor, you feed them God's word. You take oversight, not for what money you can get, but of a ready mind to guide them as a flock, as sheep, to direct them. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. You see, a shepherd walks ahead and the sheep follow. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Again, here's a crown for edifying others. Yeah, I believe there's this in here for the pastor, but I believe it's also for Christians who will edify saints, build one another up. Hey, if you'll read your Bible first thing every day, if you get up 30 minutes earlier, just spend time with the Lord, He can give you something to share with other people, share with other believers, share with backslidden believers, godly believers, something to share with the unsaved, and something to guide you, to tell you how to live this life. And oh, my friend, there's a crown of glory.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible.